believe that this morning? You believe He's a risen Savior and He lives in your heart? Shake somebody's hand, tell him you're glad to see him in the house of the Lord on Sunday morning. Play some more of it. Say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's look at our prayer request, if you'll stand with me just for a minute or two. I want to remember Brother Howard and Sister Yvette Collins, their granddaughter, Michaela. They requested prayer for her for a speedy recovery from appendectomy surgery yesterday, so we certainly want to pray that she'll have a speedy recovery. If you would continue to pray for my sister Wanda this morning. I talked to her just a few minutes ago. And she said she's never been this sick in her life, just a very, very unbearable pain in the center of her back. So I think she's going to be scheduled for an MRI tomorrow. So if you would remember her, also want to continue to remember Brother James Stamper in prayer that the Lord would just bring our brother along. He's doing better, but we certainly want to continue to pray for him that the Lord would be with him. I want to pray for Sister Betty Waller this morning, unable to be in the service due to a physical ailment, got many issues going on, so remember her in prayer if you would. Want to pray for a teenage girl by the name of Bonnie who needs a kidney transplant. We'll just commit that to the Lord. Want to pray for Brother Ben Norod having trouble with high blood sugar, so let's pray for that need this morning. Pray for our brother. Want to pray for Sister Lillian Vega. She is sick with a fever, coughing, and body pain this morning. Let's remember her as we pray. Brother Greg Robbins is sick today. Pray for him. Want to pray for the safety of those traveling back from youth camp. Understand they've had some tremendous services and just thank the Lord for that. Want to pray for a mother with a rare disorder that causes unbearable pain. The doctors haven't been able to help except for a strong pain medication, which leaves her without any quality of life. So we want to remember that need as we pray today. Have an unspoken prayer request, something you'd like for this group to pray about. Brother Daniel, if you'd come, take us to the Lord in prayer. Let's just commit all these things unto the Lord. Isn't it good to be in church this morning? Praise the Lord. Brother Daniel, God bless you this morning as you pray.
Amen. Thinking about a story that we hear a long time ago about a man that got angry at his dog. And he threw a stone at him. The stone hit the dog and broke its leg. So the dog crawls over to the man and begins to lick his hand. And you know, Jesus, when he hung on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." What love God give to us this morning. Let's pray together over these requests. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to be in this service today, Lord Jesus, as we celebrate your resurrection. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll just take complete charge of this service. God, help us that we'll take complete inventory of our life. Help us, oh God, that we'll search every avenue to make sure that there's nothing in our life that will hinder us from you. Heavenly Father, we pray for each one that's here today. God, may your Holy Ghost move in the life for every young person, God, whoever they may be, those that's coming back from camp. We pray that you'll be with them. And God, that you'll just help them, give them safety on the highway. God, we bring our requests, our petitions before your throne, knowing that thou art a healer, a savior, a deliverer. And God, we commit every one of them into your hands. Heavenly Father, we pray for this service today. Pray that you bless the speaker. God, pray that you anoint them with the Holy Ghost. God, be with our musicians, those over the internet, God. Wherever they may be, we pray in the name of Jesus that you move for them. God, we commit this service fully into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here with us today, we certainly want to welcome you to the service. Glad to have all of you here. May the Lord bless all of our brothers and sisters from around the world that stream in this service today. Want to make welcome some folk. I know we've got a lot of visitors here this morning, and I'll certainly not be able to recognize all of you. But if you are a visitor, again, let me say we certainly welcome you to the service. Glad to have you. Want to, Sister Linda Nelly wants us to welcome her niece, Sherry Frame, and her husband Garrett, and their daughters Kelly and Andrea from Pennsylvania. They're visiting here in the services this weekend. Where would you be? Would you just lift your hand so we could see you right back here? Give them a nice hand this morning. God bless you. Amen. How many visitors do we have with us in the service today? Would you just raise your hand if you're a visitor here this morning? Raise it real high so we can see you. Let's give our visitors a nice hand this morning. God bless you. Glad to have all of you here. Come. We're going to sing a song this morning. Brother Lynn, you're going to lead us in this song. Let's join in and sing it with him. I'll Rise Again.
I don't have mercy on you. You'd like to sit down while I'm singing? Go ahead. Drive the nails in my hand. Laugh at me. Where you stand. Go ahead. Say it isn't me. The day will come. You'll see that I'll rise again. Ain't no power on earth to tie me down. 'Cause I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Mark my name, my love for you is still the same. Go ahead and bury me very soon. I will be free. I'm dead and gone. You will see that you're wrong. Go ahead, try to hide the sun, but all will see I'm the one. Be back.
Amen. Now, just we got a couple of specials this morning, but just before we do that, I'm not going to be as good to you as Lenny was. Let's stand again. You'll get to sit for just a little while here when Brother Homer comes to bring us the word of the Lord. But I want Brother Harry to lead us in a song. We'll help you up. Are you able? Let's see if we can do that song, Brother Harry. Been listening to it. Ain't nobody can sing it hardly like you. I'm redeemed. Aren't you glad you're redeemed this morning? Aren't you glad you have been bought with a price? You appreciate it with all your heart. If you do, give the Lord a big hand clap of praise this morning.
Wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Seemed like all I could see was a struggle. Lived in my past, bound up in shackles of all my failure, wondering how long is this gonna last. Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So take off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. Remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Same.
Lord. Praise the Lord. You can be seated this morning. Brother and Sister Lunsford are going to come give us a song. Then our pastor is going to sing a song just before Brother Homer comes to bring the word of the Lord to us this morning. Brother John Cockman and Sister Cockman, good to see you guys in service with us today. Give those folks a nice hand. God bless you. Glad to have you. Amen. Let's enjoy Brother and Sister Lunsford as they come to see you this time. Give them a nice hand as they come to see you.
I wonder what he was thinking of when the crowds came that day and took him from the garden and his disciples walked away. What could have gone through his mind as they nailed him to the tree? Oh, but now I know he was thinking of me. He was thinking of me. So that I could be free. It's hard to understand, but now I can see. He suffered and died so that I could have life. He was thinking of me. He was thinking of me. He had me on His mind all of the time, so that I could be free. It's hard to understand, but now I can see. He suffered and died so that I could have life. He was thinking of me. He suffered and died so that I could have life. He was thinking of me.
Sun was hot, angry mob gathered by the gray stone building. As a man draped in velvet with a curly black beard stepped out on his balcony, nervously washing his hands to rid him of the blood Pilate never was. His wrinkled brow showed the worthy lines I heard Pilate say. I find no fault in this man called Jesus, healer from the shores of Galilee. I command you, Tess, to let him go free. Don't make me take his blood to the grave with me. Mercy washing his hands to rid him of the blood Pilate never was.
Lord Jesus. Aren't you glad we enjoy that victory today?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you happy? He arose.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we have the victory this morning.
Amen.
A lot of times we don't pursue it like we ought to. Amen. Amen. We look at too many circumstances. Amen. And we are overcomers.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my. You love him this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Good to be with you this morning. Amen. And trust that you're feeling well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. While you're standing with me, just look into the Word of God just for a moment. Amen. While you're standing, amen. We want to look in. Oh, I didn't know what you was going to do. I don't trust that guy no more than that. Amen. Y'all blessed. Amen. Let's look at Matthew 28. Matthew 28, and we want to read verses 5 and 6. And I'd like to take a little thought to him this morning. Now, if I could, he's not here. Then where is he? Amen? Then where is he? Amen. He's got to be somewhere, hasn't he? Amen. chapter 28 of the book of Matthew. We want to just look at a verse of scripture there if we could. Amen. Verse 5. And the Bible said, and the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here. He's not here. Amen. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Amen. He's a man of his word. Amen. He's a man of his word. He said, he's not here. Amen. You guys, you're the one that's messed up. He's already said. Right? I'm going to rise again. I'm coming out of this thing. Amen. Amen. He said, he's not here. As he said, come see the place. If you just got to hang around the tomb, just come see where he laid. But he's not here. Amen. You would think for something happened right then. Amen. Our mind said, why didn't we know this? Or why didn't we think about this? He told us that he'd rise again. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what an honor it is to be here this morning, Lord. We're so thankful, Father, that you are alive forevermore. Lord Jesus, this morning I pray, Father, that you would just minister to our hearts, Lord, this morning, Lord. And may we realize this morning, Father, that this one that we're talking about, he's as alive as he's ever been, Lord. And Lord, this morning, Lord, he's looking for somebody, Lord, that he can speak to. And Father, let that be us this morning, Lord. Bless us, Father. Thank you for your grace and mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated this morning, and I'd like to look at that by the help of the Lord, because Brother Branham preached a message called The Greatest News Flash in History. And so he, in his message, as I listened to it last night, and amen, after we got to the motel, and you know, and I just thinking, you know, how many great things that the prophet of God speaks, you know, and but you know, the thing about it is, one thing Brother Branham wanted to do was to point you to Christ.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, if I could do one thing, and that's establish a true relationship between you and God, you and Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. What a greater desire, amen, must be for a man of God that really has a burden for his people, that want to establish a real relationship, not just with his pastor, not just with somebody else, but, amen, a real relationship, amen, amen, something that's lasting, something that you can take home with you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Something that's so real to you Amen. That you can get, you can go to bed with it. You can get up with it. Amen. Amen. And you think, you may have a good relationship with your wife or your children, but it don't compare to this at all. Amen. Amen. It has no effect on this. Amen. Like that. I thought, you know, just this month we had 52 years, you know, and I thought, you know, we have to grow into a relationship. You know, I tell the church a lot of times, I say, well, you know, divorces and so forth, and they put it in a paper, amen, we're not compatible, amen, this is why we divorced. I said, who is compatible? When you marry a woman, who is compatible? She's got a mind of her own, you got a mind of your own. I mean, who's compatible? Amen, amen, amen. Let me tell you what, church, amen, me and God wasn't compatible. I had to have a new birth. I had to get born again. Amen. Before I could ever have a relationship, I can become compatible with Him. Amen. My nature didn't like this word. Amen. Amen. There's nothing about my nature likes this word. Brother Ben said we was enemies to God. Amen. So what happened to birth, amen, brought us into a relationship. Amen. With Him. Amen. And that's the reason He can't stay in the tomb. Amen. If He stays in the tomb, there's no way you can have a relationship. I said it like this. I said, when you get married, most men, a woman sucks the brain out of your head anyhow. Come on, men, say amen. Now if you want to pay tough, amen, while she's not here, it's all right. Amen, but it's truth anyhow. Amen, and I thought, you know, how... That, you know, after all of these years, we've grown into a relationship. Amen. And you know, and sometimes it wasn't easy. But I want you to notice the prophet of God said, he said, now the message is, he goes before us. Before us. He's not in a tomb. So I asked the question this morning, he's not in the manger. He's not on the cross. Where is he? He's got to be somewhere. Amen. And if he's here this morning, he's got to be alive. He's got to be real. Amen. And it's something beyond a song. It's something beyond somebody preaching. It's something that you're in such a relationship this morning. Amen. You know, church, amen, you can practice to be good musicians. You can practice good singing. But you can't practice a good relationship. And you say amen to that. Amen. And I thought he's not there anymore. So where is he at? Amen. Where is this God? Amen. Amen. When they all went back to him after they studied and after they heard him preach and all of these things, but they still didn't understand. I wonder today, amen, we've heard so much message. We've heard so much preaching. We have indoctrinated. But when it comes that time to where he is, who knows? Without a relationship with him, who knows where he's at? Huh? Amen. You say, well, I was called to preach. Amen. Charles Stanley was called to preach. Huh? But he don't know what you know. Amen. Amen. So, amen, I thought today, this morning, last night, as I was studying, you know, and I thought, God, he's got to be somewhere, and he's got to be real, and it has to be a divine revelation. And once that's revealed to you, church, there's nothing to ever take that away. I thought, you know, when Brother Bennett said, when you marry your wife, she makes an imprint. And he says, nobody else fits that. Amen? And I thought, brother, amen, if we get married to him, then we have to fit an imprint. We have to make an imprint there somewhere. Amen. And he can no more divorce us because we're, amen, we're with him at all times. So he's not hanging out on the cross. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the manger. Thank God for all of these things. But thank God, he said, he's not here. He's risen just like he said. Amen. He's alive this morning. But he's got to be alive in somebody. He can't be just out there somewhere. He has to be here this morning. Amen. He has to be in the young people. He has to be in the older people. He has to be here. He is not here. then where is he? Amen. The Bible says, amen. He said, look, amen. He said, the world won't see me no more, but you shall see me. For I'm going to be with you and you to the end of this thing. Amen. What a relationship. Amen. Brother Branham says it like this. He said, I want you to know, he said, he's not in the tomb. He's not in the tomb behind us. He's before us making a way. He's still making a way this morning. He makes a way, church, after his resurrection. Amen. The word, the problems you have, amen, he's able to carry you through them. He's able to see you through that. He's making a way for you. We sing the victory songs. It's because, amen, he rose. It's because he's alive today that you can have that victory. That you can raise your hand in honesty and know exactly why you're raising them. He is not behind us in the tomb. He's not hanging on the cross. He's not a baby in a manger. But he's alive this morning. And he lives and he reigns. And people this morning, and the bride of Jesus Christ is the only people that he'll appear to, the prophet of God said. Brother Ben said he only appears to his elected church. His believers. Amen. Nobody else, amen. None of Paul's people came. Huh? None of the church world people came. Amen. But his own people came. But they were still in limbo. And the angel had, the messenger was there. He said, I want to tell y'all, I know who you're looking for. But he's not here. Don't y'all remember when he told you? Come on, church. Amen. Don't you remember? He said, I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. What are we worried about then? Come on, church. Amen. Amen. Watch what he says. He said, now I want you to know, amen, he's going before us. Amen. Amen. So he said, but he's not back there in the tomb, but to look forward to where he's leading us. He is our leader. We're following him. Not to look back at a tomb. Not to look back at history. I told the church the other day, I said, you know, amen, Brother Banner said, what good is a historical God? What good is a historical God? We need a God today. He is not a historical God to a bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Ben said, Mary, amen, that morning, well represented the bewildered church. Oh my, she's so excited. But look where she's looking. She's looking back in the cemetery. Look what she's looking at. Amen. He said, I'm going to tell you what, I'm just going to hang around there for 3 days. I'm just going to be there for a while. Amen. In other words, don't come back here looking for me. Amen. If you won't come back here, I'll come to you. The song says when he couldn't come, amen, when I couldn't go to where he was, he came to me. Amen. He said, look at him. She's a bewildered church. Where is he? What have you done with my Lord? Come on, church. Amen. You ever seen people in problems? Having a lot of problems? Where is God at? Where is he at this morning? I mean, you know, amen, we're going through battle after battle after battle, trial after trial, and all of a sudden we think, where is he? I said, he's alive forevermore. He's risen, amen. And he said, I'll be in you. Hallelujah. Amen. No wonder sometimes, you know, we get so adjusted to him being with us. You get so adjusted to him being with you. And you overlook him a lot of times. Huh? You overlook him a lot of times. Amen. You know what, church? If he asked you to read about him, or to talk to him. Amen. And we put him to a side a lot of times. Because we have so become so common. Hallelujah. Hope this is alright, church. Amen. She represented that bewildered church. Amen. She's well represented because she, amen, was in the same channel. Amen. It sits in today. The same place right now. The church sits in. They talk about sunrise service. Amen. When I rose up, it was a sunrise service.
because he's alive. He's in me this morning. And when I rose, there was a sunrise. Amen. There's a brand new day. Amen. That God is risen. It's just not Easter. It's a resurrection. Amen. It's a time. Amen. That God is alive to express himself. I rose this morning. Amen. Why? Amen. Because he said, this is your Easter. And when he arose, he said, I've got benefits for you. You become my beneficiary. What I've got, you got. Who I am, you are. Glory to God in here. But today we sit down, amen, and we think, what are you going to do, God? He's doing it. It ain't he's going to do it. He's doing it. Is that all right? Amen. He rose this morning. Amen. And speaking from your heart, if God's in her, he glorified himself. Yeah. Right? Brother Man says this microphone is a mute. Something has to speak through it. You are mute. Something has to speak through it. Right? Same way, if you live for the devil, he speaks through you. Huh? Amen. But what's what he says? And I'm just so excited, church, amen, that I rose this morning to show forth his glory. Huh? Amen. He's so much alive this morning because I got up. You got up. And it shows his resurrection. Amen. Let me tell you what, church, we said, oh, but this great message. Amen. This is a letter. You are the Word of God. The bewildered church, Mary's so upset. Where have you done with him? That's what the church is looking for. Did I misread that sign down there? It says a sinking church. Sinking. I was hoping I misread that. Sinking. And I thought, Lord, I'd change it to happy, happy. Not sinking. We're on the rise, church. There's a church on the rise. Amen. It ain't because of you. It's because of him. He said he's just as much alive as he ever was. But he could not live, amen, in you if he stayed there in that tomb. He had to rise up, amen, in newness of life so he could come back and resurrect you. Praise God. Oh, my. Amen. Amen. What was he said? Amen. The prophet of God said, what did she say? Amen. When she heard him speak, woman, why weepest thou? My, if you'd just, amen, just go back. No wonder Peter said, let me stir up your pure minds in the ways of remembrance, though you know this. Come on. Some of you already realize that. Sometimes my mind has to be stirred. What I used to know, I forgot. Don't get smart. Because you know that if you get over 25 the second time, you have a tendency, you have a little tendency to forget. She said, they have took my Lord away and I don't know what they've done with him. I don't know what they've done with him. Thank God he had to come to me. He had to come to you. What have you done with my Lord? Nothing. They didn't do nothing with him. He done it himself. He only fulfilled his word. The third day we shall rise. We'll get up out of this thing. This is only a channel I'm going through. And I'm not going through this just for me. I'm going through it for you. I've got to go through this, amen, for you, amen. Or you'll never sit down that pew. Or there'll never be a heaven for you. if I don't go through this channel. But he's not here. Why weepest thee, woman? That's the best thing that ever happened to you. You ought to be glorifying God. This is the best thing that you ever heard of. Why weepest thou? I mean, what are you sad about? Come on, church. Is he alive this morning? Is he alive here? Then why do we weep? Why do we complain? Why do we get up and down all the time? You know why? Because we think he is not there. Amen. He's not here. Why are you weeping, Mary? Did you not never pay attention to what I said? You ever heard Brother Donnie preach? And he preached, and he preached, and all of a sudden you say, God, I see that. Come on, y'all ain't no different than nobody else. Y'all just didn't want to say amen because he's sitting there. Huh? Well, did you preach on that, Brother Donnie? 3 weeks ago. I told you I would rise again. I told you I would come up. Why are you crying now? Why are you weeping? Huh? That's what we're always looking for. My little girls went to a nominal church. And this preacher. And they was having Bible school. And the preacher came out. They cut the lights out. He had a flashlight. He was saying, y'all know what I'm hunting? He looks over at this guy and he said, I'm hunting truth. And I thought, this is my time. This is my time. You don't have to go no further. He shouted to all them people. Them men, I'm looking for truth. I'm looking for truth. And when he got to me, it went right over me. Because I want to tell him, you have found it. I want to tell him you found it. I want you to know I am truth. I want you to know, amen, you have found what you're hunting. But what are you going to do with it, amen, after you find it? I want you to know you found truth. My wife looked over and said, what you going to say? Take no thought. No, I didn't go there looking for trouble. I didn't go there to try to debate with anybody. I just wanted to answer his question. I mean, he was the one asking the question. Why shouldn't I answer it? But he got to me and he jumped me. Nobody else told him nothing. Nobody else knew it. Pilate didn't know it. Pilate stood in the presence of truth. He didn't know it. He turns around and asks him, what is truth? What is truth? Come on, people, amen. Amen. You've got to be able to give an answer of hope. What is truth? Amen. Amen. How real is it to you this morning? Come on, amen. Don't hang on somebody you kin to somebody. Don't hang on to that. That makes me sick. Because you're an individual with God. Amen. Amen. You're just everybody ain't Reagans, Longorias. Amen. We're individuals between us and God. Glory to God anyhow. Amen. Where is truth? Amen. The Bible said you shall know the truth to make you free. Huh? It's a difference just being set and then being made. Amen. Amen. But today we want to be set free. Amen. Well, if you just set free, amen, somebody else can bind you. But if you've been made free, there ain't nobody can bind you then. Amen. 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 Come here. Let me show you where he laid. Amen. But he's not here. Oh, I tell you what. She went into spasm right then. God, I tell you what. We've lost him. Amen. Why? Because they couldn't find him where they thought they'd put him.
They couldn't find him. Amen. And they said, well, we put him here. Yeah, but he said, I wasn't going to stay here. By God. Amen. Amen. She said, look, you took my Lord away. And he said, why weepest thou, woman? You took my Lord away. God have mercy. You know what was word if she took her Lord away? She has no ruler. The Lord is a ruler. Who's going to run me now? Who's going to help me now? You took my Lord away. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. That's good in him. I don't know what you've done with him. And why? Brother Mason said, that's the way the church stands today. They don't know where he's at. And they pass by and laugh at you. They look out there and they think, them people bowing down. They got to dress right. They got to look right. Huh? They got, they, you know what? They, some of them have a smile on their face. Brother Mercer said, that's the way it is today. Amen. How many people, amen, how many people, amen, just stop by and says, we're looking for truth. What did the prophet of God say? What he got on the altar today? Lilies. Amen. Got all kind of decoration on the altar. Amen. He said it don't belong there. You're the one that belongs there. Not me. Amen. Not just me. You, amen, belong there. Watch what the prophet of God said. He said, look, amen, that's the way the church stands today. Amen. They took away my Lord, and I don't know where to find him. I don't know where to find him. Amen. But he's right where he said he would be. He's risen. Is he risen this morning? Where is he at then? He's got to have a place. Praise God. What's this? The churches of today has changed to what they was on the day of Pentecost. Oh, how much changing they have done since that day. Churches meet today and to honor seems like, I hate to say this, but it seems like, amen, the churches meet together to honor a corpse. They honor a corpse. Oh, sad feeling. Oh, that's the happiest day of my life. This is one of the greatest times there ever was. Amen. The cross was wonderful. Amen. It was wonderful. Amen. The manger was wonderful. But this is the greatest time. This is when he come up. Amen. We're not here for a dead corpse. There's not a funeral home here today. Amen. Amen. There is a resurrection here. We have come out of her. Amen. We have come out of the tomb of denominationism. We have come out of the ideals. Amen. And we're not worshiping a dead corpse. We have a live Jehovah. They're singing. Amen. They're worshiping a corpse. Come on, church. Amen. Amen. You may be dead this morning, but I want to tell you what, there's a live God. There is no coffin up here this morning. No. Because why? This is not a corpse church. That's the reason we sing happy songs. You get a lot of places, amen, they sing such a song. And I thought, man, no wonder people sleep. Amen. Because it's corpse. You know why people have to be so quiet in a funeral home? You ain't waking him up. Yeah, you know how he was. You remember what he done. Why don't you say it? He's dead. And like this old friend of mine years ago, he said his uncle died. And he went down to the car, down to the funeral home, and he looked over at him. And he said, "My, he looks good."
He got a suit on. He got his hair combed. But he dead. He looked good being dead. Come on, church. We're not corpse. We're not coming to church to worship a corpse. We come in here, amen, with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come in here this morning, amen, to lift him up. I'm not weeping this morning that he is dead. I'm rejoicing because he has risen. He's alive this morning.
Amen.
Prophet of God said, I hate to say this, but it seems to me like the churches meet together to honor a corpse. I don't know if any of you Baptist people was Baptist at one time, but I remember as a boy, we would go to the cemetery and we'd go out there and we would try to sing. We're in a cemetery. There ain't nobody there. So we left there and we went back to the church to another cemetery. Huh? Amen. You know, we get up out of the graveyard and most of us boys scared anyhow. What are we doing out here? Amen. Let me tell you what, church. Amen. He's already risen. He never said come back to the cemetery. The angel said he's not here. What'd you come back here for? Oh, you come back here to moan and groan. Amen. Brother Branham says, he said, look at it like this. He said, amen. He said, now, what are they doing? Amen. They go into these places and they sing, near my God to thee. He ought to have been near their God to them before he got there. Because, well, amen, if he was near to them back there, now when he got there, they knew he was coming up. He's the Lord. Amen. 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 You say, well, amen, that's sad. Yeah, it is. Watch what he said. He said, and some of them, and sometimes, some kind of slow mortuary thing like that. Oh, baby. He was so good. We eat them fishes and loaves. It's a mark.
Yeah.
He's in a few more.
Amen.
Amen. It's some slow mantra thing like that. Makes a weird sound.
Yeah.
Weird sound. Oh, my. Amen. My, why? Hey man, why? They come around you and say, let us now say the Apostles' Creed. Let us repeat some certain creed. I saw him this morning. Hello?
Yeah.
You say, you ought not say that. Hey, I was born a Catholic.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
I was born a Catholic. My birth certificate, my baptismal record has got a Roman seal on it. I was born in that stuff. Deader. Deader. The truth. I like what Brother Brown said when that shoulder got shot. They said, you say you Hail Mary's? He said, I want to talk to the real man. I want to see the real man. I don't need no secretary. I want the real man. Amen. I don't want nobody, trying to field in for him.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, he may hold that stick up with the cross. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, if he didn't come down off that cross and get into that pope, he's out of here. I don't care how many people. Amen. You see the victory when he was elected? I mean, elected. Did y'all see the victory? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. I mean, when they said, we got a pope. Man, they went wild. They never said nothing about it. We got a Jesus. Well, what about y'all? Y'all ain't done too much. Come on. Amen. We ought to. Amen. Every day is sweeter than the day before. Every day. Amen. They got happy on the pope. You ought to get happy on that person you got relationship with. But half of you, amen, a lot of times we said, that's not important. But you'll go to a rotten ball game. You go to a rotten ball game, amen, you'll scream till you got laryngitis. But you come to the house of God and you say, what do you think Louis pumping y'all up for? If you love him, say amen. Number one, that ain't a good thing. Because he's afraid, amen, if you're afraid not to clap. You ever look at old somebody? Like I was in a church one day and messed the church and this guy says, he said, turn over to somebody and said, you ain't going to never be sick again. Well, my wife was standing next to me and I said, I sure can't say that. By God, I'm as healthy as my next doctor visit anyhow. You are too. But thank God, amen, if I go by the way of the grave, amen, I'm coming up. That grave can't hold me. In a moment, I'll be gone. Is this all right, church? Amen. You know, just because I'm different. No, don't blame Brother Donnie for having me. Think about the last 30-something years at my church. Amen. Watch what he says. He said, now look. He said, let us say the Apostle Creed. Or let us say some kind of creed that the doctor so-and-so, certain-so, and so-and-so. That's what he said. It's good language, good English. Amen. Why? He says, that's the language we know. Watch what he said. Lack, you were worse, sorry about it. And half of them stay at home to watch the television. Or stay home and watch live stream. I wonder how many people sitting home today live screaming they could be in church. Oh, no, we throw the television out, but we got a little live stream program. And then we can tell Brother Donnie, I heard you Sunday, Brother Donnie. I heard you. Why weren't you sitting there? You know why? It's so easy to get potato chips and so forth while you're live screaming.
Amen.
He is too. Well, ain't it? My God, if you're sitting at home, you get hungry. Don't you? He said, my God, his refrigerator's right next door to you. Well, I'm going to preach in here. It's the truth anyhow. But we stay home. Amen. You know what I think about people? If they ain't got no church nowhere, move. Move. My God, I make $100,000 a year. I mean, move. Maybe you ought to need to get back down to where, amen, you can at least enjoy the Lord. Because when you're poor, you enjoy the Lord better. Now, amen, you got plenty, you don't need the Lord. You come when it's convenient. He ain't risen in you. He ain't alive in you.
Because the prophet of God said you couldn't wait till the door's open. Brother Bader said, if God's in your heart, God goes to church. If God don't go to church, he's in my heart, he's going to take my body.
Amen.
You know, my kids didn't want to go. I took them. Amen. Amen. They said, I don't believe I'm going to go. I said, yeah, I believe you are. I mean, there's no question right now. You're going to go. There ain't no question. You're going to get up and get ready. Amen. When you get old enough to get out of here, you don't have to go then. If you don't want to go, don't go. Amen. But as long as you're here, we're going to go to church. As long as God's in your heart, you're going to go to church. Somebody said, well, I can only get there about once a month. Hey, church, come on. If God posted, if you're supposed to be at Donna Reagan's church, God will make a way. Right? You know, when they say, turn around and shake hands, if you're live streaming, who you turn around and shake hands with? How you, honey? Oh, I'm all right, baby. You know, I thought this message was so great when God saved me, brought me into it. We had to drive 30 miles to church. And I had a Ford Falcon. We went four times a week. It used a quart oil going, a quart oil coming. We went Wednesday night, quart oil going, quart oil coming. But my car won't hardly make it. I didn't know if it was or not. Quart going, quart coming. You just buy you a buck of oil. And go on to church. See, I wouldn't do that at all. I know. I know. Your life surely shows it. Is that all right?
Good preaching.
Come on.
What time does that clock say, Brother J.D.? It's too far back there. I can't want to see. Now you say, oh my. Well, what's what he says? He said, now they'll stay home and they'll watch television instead of going to church on Sunday. That's right. Dead. 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 Watch television on Sunday. Huh? Dead. Oh, we made it real convenient now. You don't even have to get dressed. You don't have to put a suit and tie on. Stay in your pajamas. What's the difference? Television? Oh, that's my favorite preacher. Sure. If he's so favorite, get there. He's so favorite, get down there. Because, you know, he'd like to see your face every once in a while. You say, well, I pay my tithes. Hey, man, you ain't paying nothing. You're just handing over something don't belong to you. Amen. Now you ain't paying. You giving back so you can stay alive. I know you think I ought to shut up, but I'm not. Mark 16:6, amen. He said, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He's not here. Mama God, I mean, why do you keep going back there? He's not here. What's the matter with him? Where's he at? What have you done with him? It's your problem, lad. He told you.
he'd rise. You realize, church, every morning you get up, you ought to look for him. Don't you think? You say, I got my life ahead of you. How you know that? You ever see all these markers along the side of the road? There's a lot of teenagers. That ain't all grown old people. That ain't all old people. That's people, amen, like y'all. That did not make it home that night. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's not here. Can I have just a few more minutes? That's what he said. Another man said, he said, now, they're dead. It's just carts moving around. Boy, spooky, an old carts moving around. That'd be pretty spooky. I don't like darkness. We burn little lamps all through my house. Because we get up and go to the bathroom, we don't want to run over something. I'm a child of light. They're dead. Like carts. Hey, this is what he said. Boy, Brother Donnie, you in for it now. Watch what he said. Carts moving around. Can you imagine? And Brother Brandon said, and then a carp's preaching. You ever shook hands with somebody who felt like they was about half dead? Well, you ought to listen to him preach. Amen. Carp's preaching. Can you imagine what it must be like? Carp's moving around. Carp's getting up there and preaching. Don't blame me. Blame William Branham. And blame the Holy Spirit for laying it on my heart. I done told you what the tape was. Amen. I ain't telling you no more. He said then, carps preaching. And carps trying to tell about carps. Can you imagine carps trying to preach about carps? When he's risen? Is this strange or not? I'm glad you came. So that way you know. Amen. This is what the prophet of God thought about some of their systems. Carps preaching. Carps walking around. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there. I'm sorry. I don't want to be there. I don't really think men are carps. Would have anything common. Is that all right? That's what he said. Carps preaching. Trying to tell carps. This sounds like a fairy tale. But if you ever been where Brother Branham was, he saw all of this stuff. Remember? Can I say it? Brother Branham said he saw the ministers making love to who? Corpse. Dead church. Trying to make love to you as a church and a dead church. Preachers trying to make love. Slobbering around on them. Dead corpse. Oh God, thank you for raising, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Some of us was hid behind these walls. Some of us was back there. Some of us thought we had the victory. We didn't know we was in a morgue. We didn't know we was in a funeral home. But something happened. When he come up, he brought me up, amen. He brought you up, amen. It's not a corpse church anymore. It's a church of the firstborn. It's a church that's alive. It's a church of action, amen. It's a church of glory. Praise be to God. He's not here. He's alive. I'm going to stand behind because these people are coming because they didn't have a real revelation when you was here. So I'm going to have this angel stand here. What do you think we had this last day? We had an angel of the Lord. We had a seventh angel. He came to tell us. He's risen. He's alive forevermore. Amen. Get him up out of history. Church, amen, we need a God of reality. Not a God of the past. When Elisha, amen, hit them waters, he said, where is that God of Elijah? Where is that God that performed all of these things? Amen. I want to see that God. David said, my soul crieth out for a living God. Not a corpse church. Amen. You're the most honored people I know of. Amen. Even, maybe sometimes you're as cold as a wedge, but you're privileged. Amen. You don't have to go to a tomb and look him up. He's risen. He's alive forevermore. You say amen. That's what he said. Amen. Corpse preaching. Corpse trying to tell about corpse that once lived and lived in a tomb many years ago. A corpse. Just corpse. They're going. Amen. They're going to honor a Christ that died 1900 years ago. No, that ain't what we're here for this morning. Not 1900 years ago. That was a great event. But it's a greater event today that he can come up, church, and come back to you and live in you and know that he's alive forevermore. That's what he said. That's almost exactly where the church is today. Trying to honor a corpse instead of hailing a conqueror. Hailing a conqueror. Hailing a conqueror. Amen. He tries to manifest himself to you as a conqueror. But you're still going back to the tomb. He's not there. He's not dead. He's alive. You know, Pentecost and charismatic move, when we was back there, they say, turn over your neighbor and say he's alive. And you know what? They keep saying things that they believed it. They keep on saying it. That's the reason Brother Brown said, just keep saying it until you believe it. Just keep saying it until you believe it. Amen. You sick? I'm the Lord that healeth thee. It's finished. You say, well, I did nothing happen. Just say it again then. Stumbling and still ain't happen. Say it again then. Amen. Because there ain't two factors in the church. That's faith and doubt. Amen. All right. I ain't going to hold you much longer, but just let me read this to you. They're trying to honor a corpse instead of hailing the conqueror. Brother Ren says, amen. Glory to God. I'm glad to be a Pentecostal in heart. Not by denomination. No, sir. Amen. Rub my name away from that. But the experience, we're not coming here to honor a dead man. We're not coming here to honor a dead man. Amen. Amen. We're coming here. Amen. We're hailing a conqueror who conquered death, hell, and the grave. Sickness and every demon and every unbelief. Amen. He conquered it. We don't have to bow down to it no more. Is that all right? The Bible says, Luke 24:6 again, he said, he's not here, but he has risen. Amen. Remember? Amen. Remember? Amen. You know what Brother Bram said? Brother Bram said, Herod's out there in the regions of the lost today, remembering, wondering what he could have done about it. Well, how many people's walked away from the gospel, maybe slipped out of here, and can remember? If I could just sit there. Huh? If I could just sit back there one more time. What do you think about Elvis Presley, what he would do?
Watch out.
What do you think Elvis Presley would do if he could remember? Amen. Singing, "He touched me." Amen. When the prophet of God said he sold his birthright. I wonder what he could do. Amen. I wonder what he could remember right now. Amen. What a fool I was. What such fool I was. Amen. To let that slip right out of my hands. Amen. Amen. Brother Banks said, closing now, he said, but today, stuffed shirts come out. I'm Dr. So-and-so, so much, and such education, PhD, LLD, and all these things, and all these other kinds of things. Where's Christ at? Where's Christ at in all that? Huh? What have we got? A morgue. A morgue. Hmm? Church, come on. You go around to churches, even around the message nowadays. They say, well, we believe church order. Who don't? Who don't believe in church order? Amen. But when you let church order order Christ out of the church, then you ain't got no order. Christ has never, amen, set order, church order above, amen, the Spirit of God. Amen. He never did. Amen. We did that. People did that. Programs. And after a while, we become a dead corpse church. You see, you believe in church order? Absolutely. Absolutely. But don't, amen, don't put Christ outside the door. And take some kind of order. Amen. That's why we always say we condemn denomination. That's what they did. They put him out. And they took an order. Is that all right? Amen. Watch what he says. And amen. Musician, if you want to come, amen, that's fine. Amen. And worshiping a dead Christ in a tomb? We don't worship a dead Christ in a tomb. The living church, the church of the living God, we worship a resurrected conqueror. We worship a conqueror. He conquered you. He conquered me. Amen. He conquered the sin in my life. He conquered, amen, everything about you. Death ain't got no hold on us. My God, amen. Who conquered, amen? Who conquered our unbelief? At one time you didn't believe this, but he conquered that. Now you die for that. Why? Because he conquered that. When he came up, he got his shake back the Holy Ghost, and he conquered that, amen. Glory to God. He conquered our unbelief. He conquered those creeds and slammed them beneath his feet, and he said, I am yours and you are mine. Amen. I'm alive forevermore. And that's the great conqueror. And that's the one my faith is looking at. Stand to the Lord. Amen. And give him praise this morning. God bless you in the name of the Lord.
So I want to ask you, what are you worshiping? A conqueror or a corpse? Is he alive? How do you know? How do you know he's alive? Have any of y'all ever been to the tomb in Jerusalem? Some of you have. Some of you have. But Gene, you have. I've stood there too. That wasn't the way I knew he was raised from the dead. Because the story that they told was that the disciples had stole his body. The reason I know he's alive is I can see what he's doing. I've never seen his face in flesh like I see yours. So if anybody would ask me, prove to me, show me a picture of God. I can do that. I can show you a picture of God. Smile, everybody. Here you go. Here's his action. Here's what he's doing. Very early that morning, these ladies went to the tomb. They got there at the breaking of the day, which meant they had to leave early, early to get there. Because they were carrying about 100 pounds of spices. They really believed what he said, didn't they? 100 pounds of spices they were carrying. So from where he was buried to where they lived, they had to leave way before daylight. And they had to buy all this stuff and get it all ready. But somehow it hadn't broke through to them. But you know what? He didn't throw them out, did he? He didn't call them serpent seed and said, you're of the devil. But he dealt with them in mercy. And when they got there, they still didn't believe. And the angel, depending on which gospel story that you want to read, whether there was one or two, they still didn't understand. But somewhere along the way, and Mary going out, and she looked up and sees this man, and she supposed him to be a gardener. And she said, sir, where have you laid my Lord? Tell me. I'll go get him. If you've borne him away, let me know where he is. And he says, Mary. Mary. One day, that's what he done to me. He called my name. Glory. Hallelujah. What the sign of the empty tomb didn't do, what the angel didn't do, him calling her name. Rabboni. Master. The day before yesterday they crucified my Lord. Beat him unmercifully. Nailed him to a tree. The sky grew dark and the earth came to fall. People cried, surely we crucified the Son. Sing it together. Why didn't we recognize the Son of God? What cheer it is. If our hearts burned, I should drop we
Bow heads together, if you would, before we go. Is he that real to you in a personal way? Is he the mighty conqueror in your life? You believe he conquered the grave because you believe what the Bible says about him. You believe he conquered death because you believe what the Bible says. But is he your conqueror? Is he conquering sin in your life every day by his grace? Hallelujah. When he goes to take his victory march and he passes through the great army, will he look at you and say, where did you get those scars? I got them living from my Lord. I was a young girl in Laodicea, and I refused to cut my hair. I kept my virtue. I was a man, and I refused to be a sodomite. I refused to be like the world. These scars are scars of ridicule and shame that I bore from my Lord, the Conqueror. Come and ride with me in my chariot. Praise God. If he's not living to you today, friend, you don't have to walk out of this place thinking of a historical Christ. You can walk from this place today knowing that he is raised from the dead. Not only that, but you have raised from the dead. That's where the focus is now. Have you raised from the dead too? Not just him. Is there anyone here today that would like to be remembered in prayer before we close? God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, you're the only one that could look through this crowd of people today and know in every heart and every mind what that uplifted hand meant, actually. To some, it might have meant encouragement or strength. To others, it might have meant a renewed walk. Lord, I just pray that you would go to them and help them. We don't want to have the kind of religion that we come on holidays, we attend church on Easter and Christmas and graduation and that sort of thing. Lord, when we walk out of here today and tomorrow being the day after Easter, we want it to be just as real tomorrow as it is today. Or the 30th of May or the 4th of July, it don't really make any difference. Because with a resurrection in us, every day is a resurrection. Because we walk in the newness of life. As if though every morning we just got up. Lord, may you help each person here today. I pray for those, Lord, that have been in the way for many, many years. May you strengthen them. Give them courage. For the young, for the old, for the sick, for the afflicted, the weary. Lord Jesus, you conquered. You conquered for us. And you said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And then you said in reference to your bride, because I live, you live also. Lord, many of our loved ones, Lord, since I've been here at this church, we've carried many of them across the road over here to the cemetery, over to Kingsport, different places where we've buried them. But we know, Lord, that's only the house. But their souls have been committed to you, and there they're waiting in the sixth dimension, those that were ready. And Father, we don't know at what hour that that time will come, that the call will be made. And those of us that are alive, we can only go in the rapture if we have also already raised from the dead. So if there's a person here today, they believe the message and they've accepted it from an intellectual standpoint, but they've never really been quickened from the dead. May the resurrection pass through this building this morning, Lord. We don't ask you, Lord, we love shouting and we love the emotional part, but Lord, we want it to go deeper than the emotions. We want it to go down into the soul and change them, Father. Grant it, I pray, Lord. Minister to the needs of your people today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And the saints said,
Amen.
Do you believe with all your heart today that He is alive?
Amen.
Can we give Him a wonderful hand? Come. So appreciate Brother Homer coming and being with us this weekend. The visitors that are here with us in our gates, we certainly appreciate you for being here as well. Remember, our children will be heading home today from Louisiana, so we want to pray for them as they depart there and head in all different directions, that God will just be with them, give them traveling mercy. Trust that there was some of them got changed forever while they were there by God's grace. Let's sing together. Enjoy being in church today.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
We fall down, we lay our crown.
Hallelujah.
At the feet,
yes, Lord,
of Jesus. Greatness of your mercy and love at the feet. Of mercy.